This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, if you want to become charitable souls, check your charts to see that you are not committing any sins and that you are accumulating truth in your account. Question. What is one of the greatest sins? Answer. To look with bad vision at anyone is one of the greatest sins. You children who are becoming charitable souls must never look with bad or vicious vision at anyone. Check yourselves to see how long you stay in yoga and whether you are committing any sins. In order to claim a high status, take care never to look with vicious vision at anyone and to follow the Srimat, the elevated directions that the Father gives you completely. Song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father says to you children, examine yourselves within. People normally know how much sin and how much charity they have performed throughout their lives. Therefore, each of you should look at your chart daily and ask yourself, how many sins have I committed and how much charity have I performed? Did I upset anyone? Every human being can understand for himself what he has done in his life, how many sins he has committed, and how much he has donated. When people go on pilgrimages, they make donations and perform charity. They try not to commit any sin. Therefore, the Father asks you children, how many sins have you committed, and how much charity have you performed? You children now have to become charitable souls. Therefore, you must not commit any sins. There are innumerable kinds of sins. To look with bad vision at anyone is also a sin. Bad vision is filled with vice. That is the worst of all. You must never look with vicious vision at anyone. Normally, it is man and wife whose vision is vicious. Even Kumars and Kumaris sometimes have vicious vision. The Father says, you must not have any vicious vision. Otherwise, you would have to be called monkeys. There is the example of Narad. He asked if he could marry Lakshmi. You also say that you will marry Lakshmi, that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan from an ordinary woman or man. The Father says, ask your own heart to what extent you have become a charitable soul. Are you committing any more sin? To what extent do you stay in yoga? It is because you children have recognized the Father that you are sitting here. No one else in the world recognizes Baba, or that this is Bapdada. You Brahmin children know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, enters Brahma and gives you the treasures of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The wealth that human beings have is perishable. That is what they donate. Those are just like stones, whereas these are jewels of knowledge. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, has these jewels. Each jewel is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You have to imbibe the jewels of this knowledge given by the father, the jeweler, and then donate them. To the extent that you take these jewels and then donate them to others, you accordingly claim a high status. The father explains, examine yourselves and see how many sins you have committed. Check that you are not still committing any sin. You must not look in the slightest impure way at anyone. Continue to follow completely the Srimat that the Father gives you. You have to be cautious. Storms of Maya will come, but you must never act sinfully with your senses. If you look in an impure way at someone, you must never stand in front of that one, but walk away instantly. One can instantly tell when someone has vicious vision. If you want to claim a high status, you must remain very cautious. If you have impure vision, you will become debilitated. You have to follow the Srimat that the Father gives you. Only you children recognize the Father. For instance, if Baba goes somewhere, only you children would know that Bapdada has arrived. Many other people look at him, but they don't know anything. Therefore, if they ask who it is, tell them, it is Bapdada. Each of you should have one of these badges. Tell them, Shiv Baba donates imperishable jewels of this knowledge to us through this Dada. This is spiritual knowledge. The spiritual father, the father of all spirits, sits here and gives us this knowledge. These are the versions of God Shiva. In the Gita, it has been incorrectly written that God Sri Krishna speaks. Only Shiva is called the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. Only through this knowledge is there salvation. These are the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Only the one Father is the bestower of salvation. You should remember these words very well. You children understand that you know the Father, and the Father also understands that he knows you children. The Father would say, all of you are my children. However, not all of you know me. If it is in someone's fortune, he would know him later. If Baba goes somewhere and people ask who it would definitely be with a pure motive that they ask. Just tell them that it is Bapdada. The unlimited Father is incorporeal. Until the Father comes into the corporeal world, how could we claim the inheritance from him? Therefore, Shiv Baba adopts us through Brahma and gives us the inheritance. This one is Prajapita Brahma, and we are the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. The one who is teaching us is the ocean of knowledge. We receive the inheritance from him. This Brahma is also studying. He then changes from a Brahmin into a deity. It is so easy to explain these things. It is good to explain to anyone the significance of the badge. Tell them that Baba says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. You will become pure and go to the pure world. That Father is the purifier. We are making effort to become pure. By the time destruction comes, we will have completed our studies. It is so easy to explain. When any of you are travelling, take some badges with you. Along with these badges, also have some small leaflets in which it is written, "The Father comes into Barat to establish the original eternal deity religion once again, and have all the other innumerable religions destroyed in the Mahabharat war, as they were in the previous cycle, according to the Dharma plan. Print 200,000 or 400,000 such leaflets so that you can give them to anyone. At the top there should be the image of the Trimurti, and on the other side there should be the addresses of all the centres. You children have to be concerned about doing service throughout the day. You children heard in the song that you should examine your chart daily and ask yourselves what your stage was like throughout the day. Baba has met many people who write an account of the whole day in their diaries every night. They check whether they performed any bad acts. They write everything down because they think that if their biography is written in a good way, those who come later will learn from it. Only good people would write in this way. However, everyone is full of vices anyway. Here it is not the same thing. Check your charts daily and then send them to Baba, so that you can make good progress and you will also pay attention for the future. Write everything clearly. Today I looked at someone in a bad way. This happened, dot dot. That happened, dot dot. Baba calls those who make others unhappy deceitful. There is a burden of innumerable sins of many births on your heads. You now have to remove that burden of sin with the power of remembrance. Check yourself daily. Did I cause sorrow for anyone throughout the day? To cause someone sorrow means to be deceitful. This leads to a sin. Father says, don't be deceitful or cause sorrow for anyone. Examine yourselves to see how many sins you have committed and how much charity you have performed. Show this path to anyone you meet. Tell everyone very lovingly, you have to remember the Father and become pure. Whilst living at home with your families, become as pure as a lotus flower. Although you are at the confluence age, this is still Ravan's kingdom. While living in this river of poison filled with Maya, you have to become as pure as a lotus flower. A lotus flower has many children, buds. But in spite of that, it stays on top of the water. It is like a householder. It creates many things. Various parts of the lotus are edible. This example applies to you. Remain detached from the vices. Become pure in this one birth, and that will then become imperishable. The Father gives you imperishable jewels of knowledge, whereas everyone else just gives you stones. Those people only speak about devotional things. Only this one is the purifier, the ocean of knowledge. Therefore, you have to love this father so much. The father has love for you children, and you children love the father. You should have no connection with anyone else. Stepchildren are those who don't follow the father's directions fully. They follow Ravan's dictates, and so those are not the directions of Rama. It has been Ravan's community for the last half cycle, and this is why the world is called corrupt. You now have to forget everyone else and follow the directions of the One Father. You yourselves still have to check whether the directions you receive through a Brahma Kumari are right or wrong. You children have been given the understanding of what is right and what is wrong. Only when the Righteous One comes can he tell you what is right and what is wrong. The Father says, you have been listening to the scriptures for the last half cycle on the path of devotion. Now, are they right, or is what I tell you right? They say that God is omnipresent, and I am telling you that I am your Father. Now judge for yourselves who is right. All of this is explained to you children. You can only understand this when you become Brahmins. There are many in Ravan's community, whereas you are very few, and that too is number-wise. Those who look at others with impure vision belong to Ravan's community. Only when their vision totally changes and becomes divine can they be considered to belong to the community of Rama. Each of you can understand for yourself what your stage is. Previously you had none of this knowledge. Now that the Father has shown you the path, you have to see to what extent you donate these jewels of knowledge. Devotees donate perishable wealth. You now have to donate these imperishable jewels of knowledge, not perishable wealth. If you have perishable wealth, use it for this alaukic service. By donating money to the impure, you too become impure. When you donate your wealth, you receive the return of that for 21 births in the new world. You have to understand all of these things. Baba keeps showing you many ways to do service. Have mercy for everyone. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes a new world through Brahma. However, no one understands the meaning of that. They say that the Supreme Soul is omnipresent. Therefore, you children should be very interested in doing service. If you benefit many, you too will benefit. Day by day, Baba is making everything very easy. This picture of the Trimurti is very good. There is Shiv Baba, and there is also Prajapita Brahma. He is establishing the divine kingdom of 100% purity, peace and happiness in Bharat once again, through you Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. All of the other religions are going to be destroyed in the Mahabharat war, just as they were a cycle ago. Print such leaflets and distribute them. Baba shows you such an easy path. You should also give out leaflets at the exhibitions. It is easy to explain with leaflets. The old world has to be destroyed. the new world is being established. The one original eternal deity religion is being established. All the other religions will be destroyed, just as they were a cycle ago. Wherever you go, you should always have some leaflets and badges in your pockets. Liberation in life within a second has been remembered. Tell them, that one is the father and this one is Dada. By remembering that father, you will claim a golden-aged deity status. There is the creation of a new world and the destruction of this old world, and they will then rule their kingdom in that new world, the land of Vishnu. It is so easy. People stumble along so much on pilgrimages, etc. Even the Arya Samjis go stumbling on pilgrimages with a train full of people. That is called stumbling in the name of religion. In fact, that is stumbling in the name of irreligion. There is no need to stumble in the name of religion. You are now studying. People do so many things on the path of devotion. You children heard the song. Look at your face in the mirror of your heart. No one but you can see that face. You can show it to God. These things are of this knowledge. You are changing from ordinary humans into deities, from sinful souls into pure charitable souls. People of the world know none of these things. No one knows how Lakshmi and Narayan became the masters of heaven. You children know everything. If your arrows strike their intellects, their boats can go across. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. If you have perishable wealth, use it in a worthwhile way in doing a Lokic service. You definitely have to donate the imperishable jewels of knowledge. 2. Check your chart to see A. what is my stage like? B. whether I did anything wrong throughout the day? C. whether I caused anyone sorrow? And D. whether I looked in an impure way at anyone? Blessing. May you become an intense effort maker and overcome all problems by being double light and taking a high jump. Constantly consider yourself to be an invaluable jewel and stay in the container of Bapdada's heart. That is, remain constantly merged in remembrance of the Father. You will not then experience any situation to be difficult, and all your burdens will finish. Have this easy yoga to become light and then take a high jump in your efforts. You will then become an intense effort maker. Whenever you experience anything to be difficult, sit in front of the Father and experience Bapdada's hand of blessings over you. By doing this, you will find solutions to all problems in a second. Slogan. The power of cooperation makes even something impossible possible. This is your fortress of safety. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. According to the time, you now have to carry out the task of giving Sakash and spreading vibrations everywhere to create an atmosphere with your mind. This service is now needed. You saw in the Sakar form that whenever there was a wave of something in particular, day and night, there was attention given to Sakash and to empowering weak ones. Time would be made to do the service to the souls for giving Sakash. Similarly, follow the Father. Om Shanti.